Tales.
Motherfucker. Oh. I hate you all. The Stupid.
In space.
Fuck you all.
I want to go home and watch all the Muppet movies now. Screw you guys.
Starring Bill Mumney as
you just are hot for it because they're all wearing fur.
Titties. I'm sorry, that was as close to animals, I guess.
Animal. I once again, I was not going to have a Tale of the Stupid, a new one, because I'd had a nice quiet week. And then last night, bam!
Attack of the Sharks Club.
God sent me one. Because he loves me. And he knows that your old pal Uncle Dak has to have a show. And so he goes, we'll just shove a stupid one in his direction. There we go.
All right, bring it on.
So I'm at the hotel. And it has been a reasonably quiet night. When we get a large group that comes in. And, I need sugar. I need something to sweeten my disposition. She's giving me candy corn. So the Idjits group comes in, and we're talking about six of them. Three guys, three girls. Yeah, we want a room! And I'm not exaggerating that. And I'm like, I literally think I actually heard myself in my brain go, oh, God. I'm just kind of hiding in the computer room, playing on the computer, looking at lolcat.
That's it, I'm out of here.
That's my brain slam. That's it, I'm out of here. Anyhow, so more on McGee here.
Don't use McGee, bastard. That's me. That's my name.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, I thought you were Mrs. Mayhem now. Mrs. Mayhem. Yeah, that's right.
We'll use Mrs. Mayhem.
All right, so anyhow.
We'll just call him Brainless McDouchebag.
Brainless McDouchebag. Yes. Douchey McDouchebag.
I will accept that.
Okay. Kind of go, well, the clerk goes, okay, I need a ID, driver's license, and a credit card. The fuck you mean a credit card? We got cash. No, we need a credit card. Why? Well, in case you damage the room. We know who to go after. We're not going to damage the room. Yeah, I know, but a lot of people say that, including all the people who have damaged our rooms.
Yep.
This is fucking bullshit. And so he starts, like, literally, practically going, well, do you want to go to the desk clerk? Because this will get you a room.
Yeah, exactly.
I know my rights. I have the right to go to any hotel I want and damage the... I mean, and get a room.
And be a jackass.
And then I have to present my credit card or be ID'd by some monkey at a desk. Power to the people and stuff.
Then comes the line which we always get. Well, we're drunk, and if you're making us drive home. No, we're not. We're just not letting you stay here if you don't have a credit card. We got fucking cash. Cash is not good enough for you. And I, at this point, I step up. And I said, he's not saying that. What he's saying is you require credit. Oh, now you're fucking calling security.
Oh, boy.
So I just sigh. And I'm like, okay, sir, I'm going to ask you to leave. Oh, you're going to fucking make me? I said, no. The cops are going to make you. I'm just going to sit here and giggle when they take you away.
And that's why I love you so much.
So he's like, oh, this is what you step outside. You're fucking say that. Oh, bust your nose. And I said, been there, done that. What? Okay, for those of you not quick enough, I've had my nose broken in this job, and it doesn't bother me. I'll do the same thing I did to you. I will do the same thing I did to them. And that is, I will call the cops. Have you charged? Have you arrested? Do we have to do that? Because I'll just call the cops now and save us both the bother. What? This point, I lose my cool a little bit. I said, look, please, just go away. I'm calling the police now. Oh, you need the cops to back you up. God,
how are you smart enough to breathe on your own? Was my response. And
you actually said it out loud.
Yeah. At which point, the girlfriend does the usual. Come on, honey, we just go. He's calling the cops. We can go someplace else. No, I'm gonna fucking stay here. No, you're not. Even if you had a credit card now, you managed to pull one out of your ass. We don't want you here. Go away. You go now.
Shoot.
So I see the cops coming around the corner because the Sharks Club is right there. So mm-hmm. they've always got a car stationed. And I start waving and I'm like...
Got one for the wagon.
Cop starts coming down and he's like, hey, Des. Whoops, sorry, said my name. But we all know who the hell I am because he knows me. Yeah. And he's like, what's up? And I just kind of point and I go, we have another brain surgeon convention. Do you want to handle them or do you want me to call in for backup? And he's like, no. They're leaving now, aren't they? Why? We haven't done anything. And during all of this, now I know this doesn't sound like too great a story.
This is very entertaining. Please continue.
I have a moment of clarity, that something that alcoholics get, and I realize that it's not them. It's not them. It is literally the alcohol. And it's that moment that I begin to question my stance against prohibition. And I think I now understand how the whole movement started. I really do. It's you know, the whole anti-saloon league, the whole bit.
They just had to deal with one too many douchebags. Yeah, they had enough.
It comes to me because they literally turn into the same person. Mm-hmm. It's the alcohol. That's all it is. There is no human being now. I'm dealing with booze. In a physical form. They've been possessed by a bottle.
No, they've been possessed by spirits.
Ah, yes, how bright. Very good. Yes. So that's it. It was a quick one for your old pal, Uncle Dak. No blows, no punches or kicks were thrown, and I can actually say that for real this time, which I haven't always been able to in some stories. Mm-hmm. But that's it. It's just the realization, I think, last night was what I hit for the first time, which was... The lines coming out of their mouths are exactly the same. Mm-hmm. It's like literally I could be reading a script. Yeah, dum-dum will say something like this. This will be my response. The next response will be this. There's my response. I've
seen this play.
I'm just going to the next one that walks in. I'm just going to hand them a script. Okay, we've all said this now. Can you just go?
Flip to the last page with the alternate endings.
You punch me.
Choose your own adventure.
Flip to page 46 if you want to end up in jail. Cue cards,
yes. Cue cards for the dumb. Yeah, there we go.
I should do that one night. I should hide in the office, and when you deal with one of these guys, I should just get a big Sharpie and a poster board and walk up behind you and wave one around. I bet you it'll throw them so far off their game, they won't even know what to do.
Fuck you, fat ass. Yeah, I can see it. Wow. Alright, anybody else got a tale of the stupid?
Oh, you haven't had one in a long time. Come on, PVM.
I don't run into that many stupid people because I don't work security. I work a normal 8 to 4:30 job with people who are relatively well balanced and...
Don't try to stick their dicks in the light sockets for fun.
Yeah, I mean, the stupidest thing that's happened recently.
That's right.
Malcontent's Halloween story.
The stupidest thing that's happened to me recently is I tried to hammer my own finger off.
Oh, God, this thing is getting annoying.
Yeah, why is it they always start losing the connection after a certain amount of time?
Malcontent.
Yeah, I'm back. Okay. Chicken bottom or what?
Okay, you're coming in really broken up. So we're going to try, can you think you can tell your Halloween story that you had?
Oh, it's, well, in the middle of saying something, I just got back on the, on the Skype. So somebody was in the middle of talking, so I'll let them finish.
No. Okay, well, actually, you were saying you hammered your own finger?
Yeah, I put a nice crack in my fingernail if you...
Ow! Yeah, that's pretty ugly. That's it? So it's just your own stupidity?
Just my own stupidity and inability to, you know, handle depth perception.
But, Malcontent, you said you had a Halloween story a couple weeks ago. We were talking about that?
Yeah, it's the story of something stupid that I did leading to something stupid that other people did. It's my favorite kind of tip. It was approaching Halloween. I think Halloween was in about a week, and I was working at the time at a gas company in their office building as a security guard. And I had been there for about 3 or 4 months or so, and I decided I was going to play a little joke on everybody. I was going to a little Halloween prank on everybody because they had told me that I had to watch the monitors, and I said, okay, I can watch the monitors, but you still have to do your patrols. Okay, I can do my patrols and then come back and watch the monitors. No, you can't take your eyes off the monitors.
What?
Okay. Let me explain. The human body is made up of many parts.
They don't easily disconnect.
As a unit, they function quite well. Separately, they tend not to do so well. But this is what the client wanted, and of course, the client, no matter how deranged, is always right. So, I decided that if I couldn't have a security guard with me to help me on my patrols and to help me watch the monitors, I would make one instead. All right, so to build a security guard, you will require a spare security jacket, a spare security shirt, a pair of rather sketchy jumper cables, a helmet for the purpose of sparring in some sort of martial arts match. In my case, I had the loser's helmet, laden with sweat and lost hair and all that other wonderful stuff. A hat, preferably a security hat. But if there is no security hat, a Wayne's World hat will do. They're not going to read it. You will also require a 1988 Dodge Omni. The first step is to... Oh, and a pillow. You will require a pillow. The first step is to park your 1988 Dodge Omni, double parking it, in a management parking space. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. The managers aren't going to come in. Don't worry. Drape jumper cables around the headrest of your 1988 Dodge Omni and strap the Taekwondo sparring helmet to the headrest before putting the hat on it. Now take the report that you're supposed to do for the day and draw a face on it and stick that betwixt the hat and the sparring helmet. Then dress the seat in the security jacket and...
Just say Paladin! We know what company you worked for!
What was that?
Just say Paladin! We all know what company you were working for!
Well, now the audience does, too. Funnier,
well, sorry, what did you say?
Anyway.
Okay.
Now take the jumper cables and clamp them on...
Oh, did we lose
the permanent ship? But don't worry. It's a 1988 Dodge Omni.
Okay.
Leave it double parked with the interior light on for several hours. The calls will come in. They will be entertaining. about 5 or 10 Terrasen employees thought that there was a dead security guard double parked in the parking lot. The others were calling to complain that the guard was sleeping. Thus proving the theory I've always had that they don't actually see people in those uniforms. They were fooled by a Taekwondo helmet with a face drawn on it. You know, I couldn't make this shit up. I'm dead fucking serious. Not long after that, I was actually let go from that particular site. And I thought it was for that prank. You know, because I guess I scared people and offended them. And, you know, I also made the company look bad by implying that our security vehicles were 1988 Dodge Omnis.
And that's the worst of the offense.
But it actually turned out that they kicked me off the site because my left eye wanders. It was creeping them out.
What?
Yeah, he was fired. I remember this. He was fired from the site because apparently the women in the office didn't like the way Malcontent looked because his eye wandered. They thought it was creepy.
Well, I heard it. It wasn't that I didn't hear what he said. It was a line, and it really was
the stupid thing with my car. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, if it had been that, they would have just told me, you know, that was in poor taste and you know, given me a slap on the wrist and sent me to my next site. I mean, I don't see a reason why they would have held back that information. So the only conclusion I can draw is that they really did kick me off that site for having a visual deformity. And the reason why they could do this was because I wasn't actually fired. Fired is a poor choice of words. I still had a job. I still had the same pay. Hadn't even really been demoted. I just couldn't work at that site anymore.
We so don't like the way he looks.
A new place to work. It was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not illegal at all.
Oh, well, forget about it.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
It's not illegal. When it comes to being a security guard, you are literally the lowest form of life in the building. You are always... The janitors gain more respect than security.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's a great line in Fight Club where Tyler Durden has one of these bosses by the throat, and he's going, "Why are you fucking with us? You know, it's like we're the people who take care of you. We're the people who clean up your messes. We're the people who watch you while you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to fuck with us?" Don't hand somebody the keys to the building and then treat them like shit because the building's going to burn down.
We are the other 99%.
Well, I think
that's how the psychotics in the 99% get into the building to get at the 1%.
And I'm strangely okay with that these days.
That was actually the same Halloween I used my headless guy costume for the first time.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. By the way, Malcontent still holds the best Halloween costume I've ever had at a party. He wore...
And the worst. I got both.
Yeah, he wore a three-piece suit, black gloves, slicked his hair over, and rented a wheelchair. He actually went out and rented a wheelchair, and, you know, with a pair of little black spectacles.
Oh, right, you told me about that.
He did Dr. Strangelove.
Mm-hmm.
Which was great because every time he would get up to go get, you know, something to drink or he would go to the bathroom, he would stop and shout out, "Mein Führer, I can walk!" Which, yeah, seriously, did not get any less funny over the night.
My Nazi salute hand and forcing it down on the wheelchair. That was great. But I actually think my best Halloween costume is the headless guy costume. Mostly because it got the most scares.
Yeah.
I mean, I opened the door in that thing. And literally, I had everyone who opened the door go, "Ah!"
Scream.
That's what you want in a Halloween costume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I got the same thing, but I was wearing a really tight Elvis costume last year.
Oh, man.
If you go to my Facebook page, not the Uncle Dak one, if you slip on over to the Desmond Allen Kilroy Facebook section. You can find the link there. You will get to, and you go to photos, you get to see it. And when I mean tight, I mean tight.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Thank you very much.
Yes, folks, you can. Dog. Yes, folks, you can tell what religion he is.
Does anyone else have a tale of the stupid?
I have a slightly amusing story.
Fire away, kid.
Okay, so we were, Mayhem and I, Mr. Mayhem, and I were going up on a long trip up to the Skookumchuck Hot Springs. Well, before we left, we knew that...
The name itself is a joke.
I know. Basically, what you have to do is drive north for about 3 or 4 hours, and then drive south for about an hour and a half to the middle of nowhere.
No, that makes no sense, but yeah, it does.
It does, yeah. Follow the pavement, and then follow the dirt. So we've been planning this trip for about 3 months. Mr. Mayhem had gotten an amazing amount of time off of work just for asking for a couple of days. I had managed to get a couple of days. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get the Friday night off for the long weekend. This is for the Thanksgiving long weekend. And
That's Thanksgiving in Canada, which is October 20...
A couple weeks ago.
Something, yeah. October. Yeah. No, not October. It was early October. It was October 14th or something like that.
I think it was the first weekend of October.
Yeah, yeah. It's supposed to be the last Thursday or last Friday. Our first Friday, I think, in October.
Anyways, it was a long weekend up here.
Yeah. October 10th, that's right. Yeah, it was October 10th, yeah.
Okay.
But we'll get it right eventually, or at least I will.
Yeah. But I couldn't get the Friday night off. There was no other DJs who could cover the bar that I work on the Friday night. So I told my DJ boss this, because he's the one who runs the big trip up there. There's a whole group of us that go.
Actually, side note, you were talking about your DJ work. What was the fallout with that projector that got overheated?
Oh, it's fine.
Okay.
But this.
I just wanted to know. I just wanted the other shoot.
Oh yeah, but no. This is where something else happened.
I hate walking out in the middle of a story, and you know, you never get the conclusion.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew this thing. God, this thing is good tonight. Bad.
I'm getting really good at that.
That slide. So anyhow, you were saying.
So I couldn't get the night off, and my boss apologized to me. He was leaving on the Thursday, and he said, you know, some of the best trips I've had is where I go and I do a gig, and I leave at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I get there completely delirious as the sun is coming up, crack a beer, and jump in the hot tub. You should just go for it, because I was thinking, you know, we might go somewhere closer, we might not go at all, and he goes, no, you gotta do it. You gotta do it. It's gonna be great. So I said, okay.
Famous last words.
It'll be fun. Okay, we'll do it. So we borrowed the tent from our friend from Denny's. We bought a couple of tarps. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we hadn't even done that yet. So on the Wednesday before we were set to go, we're starting to get everything kind of together. We're getting the lists and packing the clothes, and we know we've still got a couple of days. I had done a gig on the weekend before. Now, this is how my week played out the week before. I work a day job. I work a night job. Thursday, 6 to 4, drive directly to Vancouver, do a gig from 5 till 2, unload my equipment, get home for about 3 hours of sleep, go to my day job from 6 till 4, go to the bar from 8 till 1, go home for about 4 hours of sleep, go out for a gig on Saturday from about noon till 3 in the morning, come home, get about 3 hours of sleep, get up, come and do the Uncle Dax show. You know, I was a fucking zombie. And what I had done was I had left my turntables. Oh shit, there goes Malcontent again. Left my turntables, which is just a plain black box.
Well, PC has no, yeah.
So I'd accidentally left my turntables, which is in a plain black box, in the back of the truck, because it weighs about 30 pounds. I was absolutely exhausted. I had put a blanket or a jacket or something over it, so I had completely forgotten it was there. Monday... Oh,
God.
Oh, let's just give up on him.
Malcontent, if you're listening, we're going to cut you off, man, because you're just
dying. He's gone. He just... Okay. Yeah, he just...
Just turn it off.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to call him. Just hang on 1 second.
Okay. He died. Nobody loves you.
I'm sorry.
Just turn off the volume completely.
There we go.
Malcontent? Hello, yes. Your system just won't connect. It just keeps dying. Hello?
Exactly.
Call failed. What a surprise.
Even your iPhone.
The rapture started in Alberta a day late.
Even his phone doesn't want to call Alberta.
Hello, your connection is just keeps dying, dying and dying and dying and dying. So we're going to say goodnight to you, okay? All right, I will talk to you later, man. You have a very good week, and we will talk to you again in a week or so, okay? Or a couple of weeks, I should say, actually. So you take care and bye, Malcontent. Everybody say bye, Malcontent.
Bye, Malcontent.
Bye, Malcontent. Even the ref is waving at you. She misses you too.
Silently.
All right, man. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
All right.
Sorry about that.
No. He's more important than me.
No, he didn't. He doesn't have kids.
All right. So,
it's not like Cape Troll, you know.
Whoa.
All right, this is where the story gets depressing and angry.
Okay.
So, Tuesday night, I'm still trying to recover from all of this. I am still completely wiped. I haven't had a day off, really. And I haven't really recovered as far as sleep. I'm completely... zombified.
Yes. It's the amazing zombie tits. That sounds cool.
I had forgotten my smokes in the truck. So I took my purse, which had my keys in it. I went outside, completely dazed, got in the truck, put my purse between the seats, lit up a cigarette, smoked it, threw it out the window, locked the door, walked into the house.
Leaving your purse?
My purse.
Your
between
keys.
The seats. Spare key in the purse. Wallet with all my ID in the glove compartment because I kept forgetting it at home. And the turntables in the back covered up.
Yes.
Had it not been for my purse, everything would have been fine. But when I woke up on Wednesday morning, the truck was gone. And I just started freaking out. Keep in mind, Mayhem's parents just bought this truck for us outright. $7,000. Because they really liked me. They used to. So I'm in tears. I'm absolutely losing my mind. I call the police, report it, and then I call my bank. And they say, oh, so you're not the one who's trying to use your credit card at the gas station a block away right now. No, I'll call you back. So I hang up, call the cops. They're using it right now. They're on camera. They run down there. Too late, but they got a good picture. But it was too late. Everything was gone. My banking cards, my medical cards, my driver's license, and of course the turntables. So I got the car back just in time for us to go on the trip. And I figured, okay, well, at least we still have that. The exhaust broke the next day. So I'm driving around in a car that sounds like an airplane. I don't have enough time to get food or beer or anything else, so I go and I do the gig. We go to Canadian Tire before I go to work. There was like 2 hours between my day job and my night job. So we stop at Canadian Tire, buy the tarps, buy the folding chairs, buy the fire pokers, everything we need, and we head north on the pavement. We get about 4 hours into the trip going north. We don't have any food. We don't have any beer. We've got to stop and wait for a store to open. We're in Pemberton.
Oh, God. I just, that was where, up near where I went. No. You see, banjos imply civilization.
Yeah.
There were none. I just went up to Pemberton past Pemberton.
Yeah.
To where I went for my trip. To, I can't remember the name of the lake up there. We stayed at a friend's, literally we just kind of parked in their front yard, which they have a huge yard. They actually have a creek that literally goes through their property. They have a huge fire pit. So, I mean, it was really a nice trip and everything, the week that me and Cave Troll and our wives spent up there. Mm-hmm. But there is nothing. I mean, we went to Pemberton. The biggest fucking draw in the entire town is the drugstore.
Yep. We had to sleep in the car for 3 hours to wait for it to open so we could buy ice.
This is why, for time off from work, I choose staycations. Because I know the creepy denizens of my neighborhood, and I know where everything is.
How do you know where the weapons are hidden?
Hey, some of our best trips have been the places that we have gone together. Me and PVM...
Yeah, and on a couple of those occasions, you've tried to kill me.
You loved that L.A. trip. More so than even I did.
You've still tried to kill me.
And then there was the grand trip we all took down to
Florida. I'm not saying I didn't deserve it.
Oh, come on, segue. Come on.
Skullfucker.
Fuck you, motherfucker. We went to L.A. together. What was it that almost killed you? It was the... Where did I almost kill you? It was not that I tried to kill you.
No, that wasn't the one. That was the camping trip.
Oh, the camping trip where I almost killed you. I almost blew you up. That's right. No, him and everybody else, my friends, I think I mentioned this before, were calling me Skullfucker. And I finally snapped and I was like, literally, that's it. Let's go. All of you. Now, all at once. I don't care. We're going to fucking end this once and for all. Did I mention I had an anger issue at a certain point in my life? Yeah, I tried to beat up all my friends at one time. And then, later on during that week when we went on the camping trip, I threw the last of the white gas in a styrofoam cup into the fire. And it was a resulting fireball was like about 40 feet in the air. And PVM just barely managed to get out of the way.
He's a smart one.
There's at least one other person who was on that trip who lost their eyebrows for a few weeks.
I told him that. I said I was going to throw it into the fire. I said, move back, I'm going to throw it. And he kind of, I thought he was moving back, and I threw the cup, and he moved in again, and he was caught in the flash fire, and so his eyebrows were singed away.
Oddly enough, that white gas still didn't prove to be nearly as volatile and accelerant as the original Doritos.
That's what I used to start fires. When
yes,
it went out. Yeah, Doritos and Hawkins cheese.
So, somebody asked me if I could make, because after we discovered this, actually it was the ringleader who did this, asked me if I, because everyone kind of thinks of me when it comes to
explosives
and things like that, and asked me if I could make an incendiary device using just a bag of Doritos. And so I took a regular bag of Doritos. I used to have a mortar and pestle, and I ground it down to the consistency of talc, keeping out a half dozen chips. And I broke those chips down into particles that are about the same diameter of, say, about a quarter of the size of your pinky nail.
Okay.
Now, the idea behind this, and this is logical in itself, this is very much like the consistency that you find in really good thermite. Essentially, you have a powdered-like form with a little bit larger. You use aluminum flakes to actually act as an accelerant through it, whereas you use the calcium carbonate and iron oxide to act as an oxidizer that moves it through it. So the whole idea works reasonably well, and I thought it would work. I put it into a pop can, a Coke can, used a straw to center the fuse, which went down into it all the way to the center. It exploded. The overall gasification occurred faster than the container could actually hold it together, and it blew up. Fortunately, none of us were near it, but it set fire to about a 30-foot area. But the
what?
Yeah, yeah, that was an old bag of Doritos, and that was a regular 100-gram bag of Doritos.
That's insane.
Unfortunately for you home enthusiasts out there, they don't use that formula anymore.
Yeah, the Doritos, they now, when they've removed the trans fats, they removed really the element that was causing the burning, the accelerant in the first place.
Yeah.
So you can't use old new Doritos for it. But you ever manage, they ever bring back chips, or you ever find a chip of corn chips that don't have the trans fat removed, you can do the same recipe. And seriously, you will have an explosive that's worthy of its name.
Now, this isn't to say that the new Doritos don't burn. They do, just not nearly as well.
Not nearly as faster as well.
And you can't make explosives from them.
No, you can't. I've tried.
No, but I still use them as fire starter because they burn long and slow and hot.
Yes, they're good for that, but they're not as good as the old ones. The old ones made a great fire starter.
Yeah, so if you're ever in the woods and it's kind of a misty day and you're having a hard time lighting that paper
corn chips.
Or whatever,
corn chips.
Corn chips, Hawkins Cheesies, Doritos. Pick them up on your way out. If you don't need it for the fire, you can eat it. If you need it for the fire, you got it.
Yeah.
Yep. Good time. But back to camping.
Yes.
So we get up there at about noon with all of our stuff when we start unpacking. My boss is there. We call him Big Daddy. And Big Daddy knows how to camp.
Yeah.
Okay. He's got his two little boys, Harry and Willie. And his wife, shit, you know.
He really named his kids that?
Yes. You didn't know?
No, I didn't.
Harrison and William. They didn't put it together until it was too late.
Harry, Willie.
Harry, Willie, get your asses over here right now. So, and the last time I went out camping with them for the Easter trip, they had, what do they call it? It's not a fifth wheel. It's the big trailer anyway.
Yeah.
Big trailer. They had a fake fire pit with propane running to it. They had a cooking pit. They had a warmth pit. They had hammocks, tiki torches. It was insane.
I like these people. Yeah.
Yeah. So we go out there this time. They'd sold the trailer.
Yeah.
He's downgraded now. Well, I shouldn't say downgraded. He's kind of upgraded to a Honda minivan. So what they did was they went and rented an RV off Craigslist. $400 for, what was it, a week. So none of this dealership BS, whatever. And it's just a random. Yeah, it was a little bit of an older model, but really nice. So a little bit less than last time. And yet they had still managed to pull out a propane-powered coffee machine, which saved my life the next day. they've got a water heater that runs on propane. So we have hot water for cooking and washing. And like anything we didn't have. Hey, I feel like doing this random activity. Oh, here you go. And of the 30 people that were supposed to show up between the weather and whatnot, it ended up being 8 of us, which kind of sucked.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets interesting. Big Daddy had an idea. Thanksgiving long weekend. The last year and the year before that, they had deep fried a turkey.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
But this time around, they didn't have enough room to haul up all the gear and oil to do this.
Yeah.
So they decided instead to do a rotisserie. They called around to about 8 different businesses and actually managed to find a battery-operated rotisserie, like a barbecue rotisserie.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It's actually very difficult to find now.
Yeah.
And they actually asked, you know, this has been sitting on our shelf for 3 years and we haven't sold one since then. What the heck are you using it for? And when he explained it, dude, that's the sweetest shit ever. So I hope they're going to sell a lot more and they're going to be around. They then built a frame out of old pieces of, I think it was...
We got to
finish. Oh, okay. Anyways, we had rotisserie turkey. We had, a pressure cooker turkey. And then we got really drunk. And then Big Daddy pulls out the pièce de resistance. The big fuck off bucket of glow sticks. Now, this is a campsite where it runs in a big circle. There's about 50 other people camped there in various RVs and tents. And I, as the ringleader, put all the glow sticks together in a big, long line. So it was about 100 feet long. And started running through the campsite. Now, because these glow sticks are multicolored and they're, you know, the thin ones that you yeah. make necklaces out of and yeah. stuff. So they didn't really notice me so much right away. It's pitch black. I've got my hoodie up. And I'm holding one end of it and I'm just running it through the trees and through the bushes. So it's kind of snaking around. People are sitting in their campsites and slowly starting to notice the crawling, glowing thing. Big Daddy and his friends are behind me making sure it doesn't get snagged on anything. They've got a couple wrapped around their necks and their heads. We get down to the hot tubs. We start popping them off and throwing them at people like frisbees. So, anyways, it was a great trip. But the funny part was I decided to go south. Now, this is a road that was redone just before the Olympics. Unfortunately, there was a landslide the year after.
I remember that, yeah.
So I knew from the stories that at least one part of the trail was pretty rough. But then I heard that a couple of our other campers were coming south with us. 2 minutes. So I decided I was going to brave it. I get down there, and he's hours behind me. And I'm panicking because my exhaust is already falling apart. I don't have any tools in the truck. I have a spare tire, but not even a tire iron or a jack. Come across 3 other four-wheel drive trucks. And I'm letting them pass me, and the last guy stops, and he goes, "It's okay. You shouldn't let us pass you because we're going to go really slow." Buddy's shock has fallen off, and it's being held on with zap straps. Okay.
Oh, on a road like that, they're driving with the shock zap strapped on.
Yeah, well, they had no choice.
Yeah, I know, but still, yeah, okay, so go on.
I'm taking my time. I'm picking my way through it so I don't end up wrecking my tires. It was rough. It was like 45 degrees up, 45 degrees down, loose shale, washouts. I'm driving through the river. Truck did great. It was a great trip. We got lots of great video. But almost at the end, we come across a pickup truck, nose in the dirt, ass in the air. Someone had dumped it there as a prank and tipped it up on its nose and buried it so that it was just vertical. Vertical. Straight up. And they all pull off to the side. I pulled over, took a couple pictures, ha ha ha, and drove away.
And you left the 3 other vehicles sitting there.
Sitting there.
Yeah.
Half an hour later, boom, 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 gone. They all just passed me. I get to the end of the road where it goes back from gravel.
Yeah. To road again.
Keep in mind, this is a little wet to Chehalis. Yeah. This is quite the road. How was the trip, guys? You know, with his shock and everything, I'm surprised you managed to keep up that kind of a speed. Oh, we just ripped the shock off that truck and put it on Buddy's Jeep. We're good to go.
They stripped it.
He stripped it in the middle of nowhere. Whatever works. He goes, "I lost 2 tires. I've already lost $400. Fuck it. I'll take whatever I can get."
It's kind of like, you know, you're in a situation when you know, camping is pretty much strip the dead and take what you can find. And on that note, I think we're going to roll up episode 18 and say... wait a second. Whoops, that disappeared. Go back.
It's the line she pulled up before we started.
Okay. Oh, sorry, honey. I
remember 10 years ago, we had Steve Jobs, Bob Hope, Johnny Cash. Now we got no jobs, no hope, no cash.
Ow.
what a cheery note to go out on.
We are the other 99%.
I'm the 4.4%. I'm kind of large. And on that note, have a good night all, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Bye.